Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to be able to share with you God's news behind the news right now in regards to what's happening in Israel. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, just appealed to the world and America for the condition for where they're at. Because he's already appealed to the president, and the president has our president, our leader, America. We can't separate ourselves by political parties. We can't separate ourselves by gender, by race, by that's not like somebody else's president. That's our president. Mm-hmm. It's like somebody else's Congress. That's our Congress, and we're one people. We're called Americans, and the leader of America told Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, and this is what the Prime Minister of Israel is. He's the leader of the country. Mm-hmm. He's responsible for the protection of the people and to defend the people of Israel and make sure that they survive. And think about Israel being its widest points, like right at 60 miles. It's a small country. And Iran's like within 6 months, you're going to hear, developing the ability to have a nuclear weapon, and the first place they're going to launch it is Israel, and the second place they would launch it would be America.
All right.
And so he's appealing. And so our president said this. Our president said to Benjamin Netanyahu, if you do attack Iran, you're going to be on your own. You're going to be on your own.
Mm.
I mean, that probably just sealed the deal for our journey. We're talking about earlier, that the prophetic word was that the water's going to be going out for a while before the wave comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I would probably say that's the water going out in that. But listen up. Here, coming from CBN News, as they're talking about what's the Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, is appealing to the world.
Boy, that shipping lane.
Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu took to the American airwaves on Sunday. He's appealing directly to the American public to elect a president willing to draw a red line with Iran. The Obama administration says it will do what it takes to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. But Netanyahu told NBC's Meet the Press it takes more than words.
If you're determined to prevent Iran from getting nuclear weapons, it means you'll act before they get nuclear weapons. I just think that it's important to communicate to Iran that there's a line that they won't cross.
Netanyahu estimates that Iran is about 6 months away from having the enriched uranium needed to create a nuclear weapon. He says now is the time to spell out limits that Tehran must not cross if it's to avoid military action. President Obama has asked Israel to hold off on any strike on Iran's nuclear sites in an effort to give diplomacy time to work. But Netanyahu says, in the end, Israel will protect itself with or without the U.S.
President Obama and the U.S. administration have repeatedly said that Israel has the right to act by itself against any threat to defend itself. And I think that that remains our position. And for me, the issue is, as the prime minister of a country that is threatened with annihilation by a regime that is racing, a brutal regime in Tehran that is racing to develop nuclear bombs for that end, obviously we cannot delegate the job of stopping Iran, if all else fails, to someone else.
Netanyahu says that while Israel reserves the right to act, coordinating a common position with the U.S. could keep a strike from becoming necessary.
You have to understand that the goal, the outspoken goal of the Iranian people, the Islamic Muslims that are in Iran, led by the Ayatollah there, they openly say what we want to do is we want to annihilate, destroy, demolish, push all of the Jewish people, kill them all, and push them into the sea.
Mm-hmm.
And then they want to do the same thing to America.
Right.
And it's right there on their eastern borders on the other side of Jordan, and they have this ability to deliver a missile, right into the heart. I mean, they're totally vulnerable from the They were vulnerable from, you know, the Hamas and the southern borders where the Palestinians militant and the Muslim Brotherhood's armed there. Then you have Hezbollah in the north with the Muslim Brotherhood's crew up there being able to come in. Now you have, you know, Iran and their nuclear power on the east. And we're telling, we used to have pounded the stew out of somebody that said that they're going to try to harm us. Now we just apologize. But, you know, with that they have to defend themselves. You have to understand that you might not know this, but at one particular time, you know, just for being Jewish, that there was evil leaders in the world that took away all their homes, took away all their businesses. They took them and made them, forced them to live in a compacted, like 10 families, 5 families per home ghetto, a Jewish ghetto. And then they put them on trains, lying to them all along to say, hey, we're going to take you somewhere. And they took them to a concentration camp. Mm-hmm. And they took them to a place where they ridiculed them and they made them feel devalued. And many of them, they took them to a place in that camp and, you know, Auschwitz and all. Mm-hmm. And they told them, hey, come on in. The train ride was busy, hectic, and you're probably all sweating and stuff. Come on and take a shower. And so they brought masses of amounts of them into a place to take a shower. But the shower heads that were in the ceiling, when they turned them on, it was gas. And they gassed the Jews to kill them. They killed them. And then they took their bodies, their dead bodies, and they burned them in the ovens. And they started burning them. And there were so many millions of Jews that were killed that they, I believe 6 million, that they were, their bodies were just piled up in just like a pile of sand. There's a pile of human bodies. And they were digging mass graves and pushing them into the grave. Understand this. Don't think about, you know, people by their nations or their ethnic groups. Don't think about them like, well, how could this be connected? Realize Satan hates God's people. And he will use anybody who is, who will be his slave, you know, and who wants to rule the world and greed and pride and arrogance. And when you hear Iran and you think about the, Aryan race, that word Iran comes from the word Aryan, and it was the Aryan people that were doing that to the Jews at that particular time. And it's like the same spirit. And the original, when I believe when it was colonized there, the leader of Iran at that time, he admired Hitler, he said, you know, and what he had done. And so when you have to understand that when somebody says they're going to kill you, you need to believe them.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you need to believe something. You know, okay, I take you at your word. Boom. I believe you. And it's like, and of course, the church that's awake, you know, does believe. And I really truly believe there's something inside of me that says even our leaders believe that, but they don't think it's that relevant.
Right.
And it's very relevant because God says that he, at the very end of all times, all nations will be judged by one thing. How they responded to the nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
What did we do with the land of Israel? Think about it.
Right.
And so here we are right now. He's actually, you know, and they go on to say, and you're going to be able to see this on the VFN Torch. You know, Chris Mitchell talks here. He's a reporter in Israel. That you know, make sure this is available on the Torch. That Israel is not thinking. The people of Israel is not wondering if they're going to go to war. They already know they are. The question is when. And they're 6 months away. You're looking at any moment now. And how I feel in my spirit is the moment, because of what we did and how we turned our backs, you know, the church is, a lot of the church is not turning their back on Israel, but you understand we're Americans. I mean, the church will live, you know, no matter what happens to kingdoms of the world and what happens to nations, the church will live. But as a nation, as a nation, you know, our leader just turned his back on Israel, no matter if it was in a nice way or whatever, but you know, why they're being threatened by annihilation from the same spirit that says, you know, we wish they were all dead. And in the Quran, it says, you know, that nothing will be satisfied until a rock, a tree points at a rock. It says there's a Jew hiding behind this rock. Come and kill it. Kill the Jew. I mean, that's what it says.
Right.
You know, and that's how God, that's why we always talk about JJ. you know, and this will be a related article, I'm sure, on this post that you look for, JJ, about Jesus and the Jews, that you have to understand that perspective, that Satan hates God's people. And we need to pray for Israel. But realize this, you know, brace yourself, prepare for what's about to happen, pray that, it wouldn't contact your congressmen and your senators and your presidents and your president, and just let them know, stand with Israel. Stand with Israel, you know, mm-hmm. and let the world know, let everybody know, you know, because Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be, the prime minister is going to be in New York on the 25th.
27th.
Mm-hmm. And I believe that our president is going to be on the David Letterman show or something. He's on the David Letterman show or something of that nature. But he's not going to meet with them when he wanted
he's
to meet
He's not going to meet with them.
Not going to meet with them. And
in fact, I think there was over 100 congressmen that got together to encourage the president to meet with Benjamin Netanyahu.
Right, right. And, you know, there is a remedy here. There's a remedy here where Congress can overrule. You know, it's a representative government. There's equal powers in the judiciary branch, the legislature branch, and the executive branch. And, you know, that, you know, the legislature branch needs to man up and woman up. And they need to say, you know, we're not going to go there. We're going to stand with Israel. You know, and if there, if enough of the legislative branch just stands up and says, just stop this, we're going to stand with you. And they go to New York. Mm-hmm. They stand out there and support. You know, maybe God will have mercy on us and not let it go the way that it's going. But it looks like, I'm telling you, it looks like, you know, one of the disciplines that's coming America's way and the church's way for not standing up is an infiltration of the Muslim Brotherhood and their ideology, you know, kind of integrating where it seems like our president and our Secretary of State are accepting the United Nations rule now that says you cannot speak negatively about Islam.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
and by the way, that is the 24th. You were correct.
It's 24th. And so these are like crucial moments. And so you watch that. If the 24th happens, and the way, you know, anybody's driven by politics, they change their mind every 5 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
But I think because things are so close that when they're talking about releasing the blind the man
sheik.
The blind sheik who was responsible for the
1993 World Trade Center bombing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the towers that went down on 9/11 in 93, they tried to take him down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And our president's met with the people to be able to early on in his administration in the White House. And now they're talking about and the
and
reason
it's to Egypt.
Right. It's to Egypt. And it's one of the key leaders. And I believe the reason why he would wait till after the election is to assure that those who gave him the election would give it to him again.
Yeah.
And, but this is, you know, it's like, you know, Islam is not the answer, America. Jesus is the answer. And the Quran says that Jesus is not the Son of God and that he's not the way to God and that there is no Trinity and that the Jesus has to come back. He will come back, they say, but he'll have to repent for calling himself the Son of God and help the 13th Iman or whatever that is. But anybody that denies Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you know, is they're anti-Jesus, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that would be
it's
Jesus Christ, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that'd be anti-Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be Antichrist.
There's
a spirit of Antichrist. Does God love Muslims? Yes. Can Muslims be saved? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But the only way to be saved is the way as everybody else. We have to accept Jesus Christ. And Muslims are being saved. They're seeing visions of Jesus and we're going to probably see a huge harvest of souls, you know, of Muslims coming in.
For sure.
But understand that these are you're walking in. I mean, if you only knew, if we really all of us knew, I mean, because we only know in part and prophesy in part, but just if you just knew right now where you were walking, that, you know, get ready. This tsunami that's coming, it's going to bring a life and it's going to bring death.
Right.
You know, it's going to bring, if it wakes that many people up towards God, that means there's a lot of tragedies happening in the earth causing people to look up at the very same time.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to be prepared. We want to be ready for it. and we want to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and realize that if nobody stands with Israel, you can stand with them. You know, go to CUFI, you know, CUFI.org, and, you know, and maybe you can partner with them. You can partner with those. I mean, we partner with Israel, with Avi Mizrahi in Tel Aviv, and, you know, and just do something, you know, that you don't sit back and just say whatever, because God can spare you if you do what's right. I mean, God does choose. I mean, even Jeroboam's family, he found somebody in one person in Jeroboam's family. He's like, okay, you know, you, everybody else is gone, but, you know, so God will protect you in the context of that. So we just pray right now for Israel, God, that you would protect them.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.